It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Today is May 20th, and it is 12 noon on the East Coast here in New York. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today is part two of why we are all being called to live a symbolic life. And last week, if you were here, we kind of unpacked what that meant, and I will go back and go over that again quickly in the first half. And in the second half, I'm going to give you tips and tricks on how to live your life via a symbolic lens and let you know that when you do that, your life is going to change tremendously. It is it's one of the key ingredients and secrets into jumping timelines and to bringing yourself into a new reality. It's one of the most effective tools that you can use in quantum jumping. It's everything in quantum jumping, and it's one of the most effective tools to use in your life to bring to the surface what you've been wanting. It's a manifestation tool that is better than anyone I've ever used. It's just the key. So we're going to unlock the keys to manifesting in the second half. The first half, like I said, we're going to go over what it means to live a symbolic life for those of you who are just joining us for the first time. And also you can go back and listen to the archive of the first show. It's up and in the archives for you all to listen. Let me jump over and see what's going on in Facebook land. I want to say hello to all of you. I'm going to hope that my computer cooperates. It's been a little funky today, hence why I came on a little late. Let's see. I could definitely feel that shift from Taurus to Gemini for sure. And you guys, you can ask questions in the chat room if you'd like. I have my cards. I have a couple of decks in front of me, so let's see. Hey, John, how are you? Hey, Renee, what's going on? Hey, Chelly, how are you? Hey, Quelly, wonderful to see you. Yes, I am from Long Island. Originally from Brooklyn, but I've been residing in Long Island for a very long time. Let's see. Hey, Maureen, how's it going? Let's see. Hey, Diana Elizabeth, how are you? Wonderful to see you. Good morning to everybody. So what does it mean to live a symbolic life? It means that we stop looking at life literally. So when we look at life literally in the 3D world, we're blaming outside circumstances for things that are happening to us and current circumstances in our lives. And we all do that. That's a very human way to live and to reside, is to look at life from a literal interpretation. I've been teaching and been in this metaphysical game for a very long time, and I will catch myself falling back to sleep and looking at the literal interpretation of life. And the Course in Miracles says that you fall asleep into the dream, and that's what that actually means. It means that you're only looking through a lens of literal interpretation. This person did this to me. If this didn't happen, then if this person didn't say this, then this wouldn't have happened. Or that's a literal interpretation. But living a symbolic life, which we're all being called to do, is looking at things from a broader spectrum, the spiritual meaning behind why things are happening as they do. And sometimes there are no answers that can really make sense to us, even when we're trying to go symbolic. And that's when you know you're knee deep in the lesson, right? When it's just like, wow, this makes no sense, right? That's when you really have to go symbolic and say, there's got to be a broader reason. There's got to be a higher learning that's involved in this. You know, a lot of people come to me and say, you know, there's no way that I would have ever agreed to the current circumstances that are unfolding in my life right now. I would have never agreed to that coming here. And I always kind of laugh, but I do understand when people feel that way because some of the things that play out in our lives are just heartbreaking and they're unbelievably painful. You know, acts of betrayal, people who, you know, all of a sudden leave the earth. You know, we look at it as too soon. Living a symbolic life means to let go of the literal interpretation of life and really move into that higher plane that says, I know that there's a reason for this happening. I know that this is for my higher learning, and I'm not going to take it personally. And that's a really difficult thing to do when we're out there navigating through life, is to not take it personally and not look at the literal interpretation of it, especially when somebody's betraying you or doing you wrong. It's really difficult to focus on the higher learning of it. And that's, you know, something that takes practice. And it's interesting because we can go through many long-term lessons that can last a lifetime, can last 20 years, 30 years. And then all of a sudden, when we start to look through the lens of symbolism, we just get it. It all falls into place. We start to shed the egoic pain and the egoic thought process, in the blaming process, and we start to see the bigger picture. And that's when doors will start to fly open. That's when literal interpretation is no longer something that you can do. Once you start living your life via a symbolic lens, once you actually get it, because you go in and out of it for a while, but once you actually get it, it's really difficult not to do it. So you may go through a point in your life where something occurs and it's really heartbreaking or just so difficult to process through, but you won't stay there that long. You know, because you'll, when you were interpreting life literally and living within the wounded ego and the confines of the wounded ego, you then you interpret life literally, but you open up all these side contracts to try, the universe is trying to get you to see it clearer. You know, people call me all the time and they're like, Christina, I keep meeting the same exact person over and over, or I keep getting the same exact circumstance in every job that I have, you know, and people will, including myself, will just keep going and keep trying again, trying again. And the same job will pop up, the same circumstance and the same job, the same issues that you have with people will keep popping up. There'll be different faces involved in it, but it'll ultimately be the same energy of, you know, whatever the lesson is trying to teach you. Once, like I said, you move into a space where you really grasp the concept of moving into looking at things from a higher space, it's something you just can't stop doing. So I'm not going to sit here and say that when challenging things come my way that I don't fall back asleep, because I do. I fall back asleep into the dream of the literal interpretation, but I don't stay there long. I don't unpack there. I don't open up side contracts. I don't stay long. Once I start interpreting it through the higher reasoning or the higher lesson that might be in place, things start moving. And, you know, listen, we're always going to open up different pathways to learning that, you know, because it's not just one lesson that we're here to learn. There's many, right? It's never done. We're always going to run into something, but once you bring that practice to the forefront in your life, you don't have to spend agonizing years inside contracts interpreting things literally. So that's what actually happens, and it's it propels you forward, and it actually opens up doors to manifest things that you've been stuck on for years. It's like I think the biggest thing for people is love relationships, when they figure it out in love relationships, and when they figure it out in prosperity with money, when they start to let go of the literal interpretation and they, because the energy in the literal interpretation, you, it's not that you can't manifest there. It just takes years to manifest there because the energy is so heavy. You have to sift through all of your pain and all of your suffering from the past to get to where you want. You can move things on in the literal interpretation, but you, it just takes a very long time. It takes years and years of working hard towards something, but rather, when you start looking at it through a symbolic lens, you can jump timelines so quickly that it will blow your mind, actually. I've jumped some insane timelines over the past 5 months that just blew my mind. I was just like, wait, what's going on here? That's why, I said in the beginning of the show that we're all being called to live a symbolic life, because that's the key to manifestation. It's not lighting the candles, it's not, doing the classes, and all that stuff is actually helpful along your way on your way to getting there. But it's not the key. The key is to look at life through a symbolic lens and the higher reason why things happen as they do. And that's what moves energy. That's what gets us to quantum jump, to be quite honest. All right, hang on. I'm going to jump in the chat room, see if there's any questions. You guys can ask questions. I'll throw cards for you. I don't mind doing that today. Feeling kind of cloudy today. Let's see. Yeah, I feel funky too. For sure. Let's see. Let me grab some cards. Hello, birthday twin Quelly. See. All right, no questions as of yet. I think Chile wants a card. So it's like I feel like there's definitely been a lot of changes that are occurring in your life, maybe even like a wake-up call, a little bit of a tower moment. But I think it's such a blessing in disguise for you. Yeah, I actually, I mean, tower moments are like, they're scary when they happen, but it's like when they hit, it's like we know like our life is about to be rewritten. Like there's some like major change. It's amazing because I was just kind of talking about this with a friend of mine yesterday and a little bit this morning about how the universe summons us a lot of the times, pulls us in a direction, and they take us there gently and, come on over here, come on over here. And all these things happen that fold, that unfold, that are summoning us to go a certain way. And a lot of the times we get hit with that tower moment where we have no choice but to make changes in our lives because things just kind of blow up. But a lot of the times too, and I've had that happen to me, I think everybody's had that happen to them. It's difficult while we're processing through it, but a lot of the times we could look back at it and say, wow, I'm really glad that happened, right? Because this said thing wouldn't have unfolded had it not happened. I've had that happen to me many, many times. But then sometimes change comes in the form of us just being in a situation that the pain just gets so great that we actually remove ourselves from it. We don't, we no longer feel afraid, or we're not in that place where we're not able to leap because we're afraid of the outcome, or we're afraid of the unknown. Sometimes pain in certain situations in our lives propels us to make choices that are beyond brave that we would have never made, you know? And sometimes the universe makes it for us, and you know, that's okay too, you know? But I think when the universe is trying to get us to move forward into the next leg of our journey, sometimes it jolts us awake so that we can see the way. So I think that's a beautiful thing. I think it's, you know, it kind of sucks when you're going through it, but it's definitely a beautiful thing, that's for sure. All right, let's see. Hang on, guys. I'm just refreshing the page. Oh, hang on. Let's see what's going on here. All comments. That's what I'm told to do. Let's see. Hang on. Okay, Joni's still looking for a job. Hi, Pamela. How are you? Pamela's saying that there's so many lessons happening at once, she doesn't know what to pay attention to. You know, Pamela, I've been kind of feeling that way myself lately. And it's weird because it's like I want to pay attention to one thing, but then something else pops up, and it's like I have to get hold of myself and just live for the day. So that's my advice to you, Pamela, is whatever is important that day in conquering or getting done, or just concentrate on a day-to-day basis. Today, I have to get this done. You know, I have to clean up this mess, or I have to make this phone call, or just give yourself a short punch list to attack. I'm doing that today because I've let a lot of things, because I think, Pamela, we all can get this way. I think sometimes I get overwhelmed by a lot of things coming up that I kind of just sit. I'm like, wait a minute, like I can't just sit. I have to get something done, right? Something accomplished. So make a list of things to kind of look at, like the, you know, like the fallout from the things that the lessons that are coming, like, is there a fallout, right? Like, where is it affecting me in my life? Where do I have to clean this up? What's the most urgent thing to clean up? And then make yourself a small list that's not too daunting, because, you know, you might just not do no you might not do anything. That's what I do. Take little bites, okay? Joni's still looking for a job. Let's see. Let me see. What's going on with Journey? Definitely. Hang on. Something coming up soon, honey. Work on your energy, okay? Because your energy needs to have a little bit of a readjustment. But then you get the Chariot. You're going to be okay. Things are going to start to move, but you have to move your energy first. Because a lot of the time, we don't realize that we have to move it in the field first before it, you know, it comes to 3D into reality. So the cards are saying the energy is stagnant. Really work on your energy, which is difficult at times when you're stressing out over something like getting a job, right? But you really have to move your energy in order for it to show up in the 3D world. And I see that happening soon. Your cards look pretty good, but you really concentrate on moving your energy to a different space and pulling yourself away from those nagging thoughts that are keeping your energy lagging in a place that it shouldn't. Okay, sweetheart, I hope that helped. But you look good in the cards. It looks like things will start moving soon. Let's see. Yeah, it's like a traffic jam, right, Joni? That's what I feel. But you'll come out of it. All right. Yeah, Pamela, the taking small bites, honey. I'm going to throw you a card, but taking small bites out of the things that you need to immediately get done. All right, guys, we're going to go for a music break. And when we come back, I'm going to be answering more of your questions, but we're going to talk about how to live a symbolic life on a daily basis, and you know how we can accomplish that. You're listening to 1-2 Radio. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. We are talking about how we are all being called to live a symbolic life. I've been answering some questions in the chat room, and we're going to move into talking about how we can accomplish that on a daily basis. But first, I'm going to address a couple of questions in the chat room before we do that. So I was reading questions in the chat room on the break. Maureen talking about a lot of drama around you. I love that you're just kind of staying away from it, you know, just removing yourself from it, because I feel like the people around you that are bringing the drama, they're just so used to you solving their problems or getting involved in some way where you can help them sift through it. But you're being called to pull back from that stuff now, and you're well aware of it. So, just let them know, you know, this is on you. You're gonna take care of this, and everything's gonna be okay. Because and then you asked the question about your finances. I'm gonna throw a card for you about your finances, but I'm getting a little channel on your finances that the reason why you're being called to let go of that kind of drama energy that's surrounded. I feel like it's coming from your family. That you need the energy within and the power within your own system to manifest more money into your life, or to get right with your money in your life. And that's why you're being asked to pull away from that drama, because that drama just sucks up your energy. You need that energy for your manifestations, right? And to be able to stay present in the moment. So that's why you're being instinctually pulled by the universe to stay away from that kind of drama, because that kind of drama just drains your energy field. And it just puts you in a place where it's difficult to get accomplished what you want to get accomplished. So that's actually an actual good thing. So let's throw a card on your finances. Hang on. Okay. Yeah, things are going to get better. I feel like you're going to hear about something soon concerning your husband's business. That's going to be good for your finances, sweetheart. So that's good news. And I don't know, Maureen, I got this sneaking suspicion that something is coming up for you in the way of making money. I don't know. It's something different. I know that it's something different from what you did for a living. I know you're retired now, but there's something else coming for you, where you're going to be bringing in some money, on your own, but it's going to be fun. It's not going to be like working. Okay. It's like, I don't know. Something's coming up in the next 3 to 6 months concerning that, but finances look like they're going to definitely start to improve for sure. Okay, so how do we on a daily basis start living life symbolically? So it takes a little practice to now start to convince ourselves it's not an easy thing to live a symbolic life, because you now are going to train your brain to think differently. So when things start to come up that are challenging, or you start to realize the patterning of something that you've been in for so long, and you look at life through a symbolic lens, through a higher reason, you're going to have to get used to not blaming outside circumstances for where you're at. And that's not an easy thing for people to do. It's just not, because we fall asleep into the literal interpretation of things, and we tend to want to blame a lot of outside circumstances. Well, you know, my job is horrible because of my boss. You know, that's a very simple thing to unpack and to give as an example. So if you're in a job where you have this horrible boss, and on the 3D plane, he really is a horrible boss. Everybody will agree with you about that. And you're putting the blame on him solely, you're going to just keep spinning. You're never going to be able to get anywhere, because you're putting blame on the outside, right? We can't change other people. We can only change ourselves. But living a symbolic life would require us to look at it through a different lens that would say, oh, I understand why I have this horrible boss. I understand why I'm in this situation because I'm supposed to rise above. I'm supposed to open my mouth. I'm supposed to take a leap of faith and go get a different job. And I'm supposed to grasp my worth and to understand that I deserve to be in a better situation than this. I need to utilize my gifts and talents in a different place where I'm being appreciated. And the only thing that's holding me back to do those things and to become more prosperous and to advance my career is me. And that's not an easy pill to swallow for a lot of people. A lot of people get really stuck on wanting to reiterate the story of how horrible their boss is. And I'll be more than happy to listen to it, because that's the work. That's not a waste of time. It's the work. You know, when people call me up and they want to know how they can bring more money in or advance their careers or, you know, change jobs or, you know, whatever, you know, I'm going to keep rerouting them back to the symbolic meaning of why they're at this job. You know, and a lot of people get really spun up about it. No, Christina, you don't understand this person and blah, 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 and these circumstances and this happened and blah. And I'll listen to the story, like I said, because that's the work. So don't ever think that if you got caught up in the story of blaming that you're wasting your time, because you're not. You're not wasting your time. You're sifting through. When I tell people you have to do the work, this is what I mean. That's the work. Tell the story, talk it out. But we're always going to come to one conclusion, and that conclusion is to look at the higher learning of it and to back away and step away from blaming other people. Okay? So if other people are bringing grief to your life, you have to now stand in a place that holds yourself responsible for being in that energy. And that's not, you know, blaming or shaming yourself. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking for you to take responsibility. And that is not an easy thing to do. It wasn't an easy thing for me to do. And the universe will probably throw a lesson at me in the next couple of days to see how savvy I am at doing this. It's not an easy thing to do when people realize that they are the only ones that are standing in their own way. It's not an easy placement to be in. And it does take some time to sift through it and to unwind from the egoic mind. Because when the ego is hurt, okay, the wounded ego is hurt, it really does hold on to what people have done to them with a badge of honor, right? You know, a lot of people will say, oh, I can't leave this job because, you know, I'll just wind up in another job with the same exact thing. And you know what? They're probably right. Because until you get the lesson, until you understand why you've been placed in this situation, it's there, it's placed strategically to empower you, right? And we said it before we went for the break, that sometimes the universe is going to hit you with a spiritual 2x4. You'll get fired from the job, right? Or you're going to get so sick of the pain that's associated with this job that you're just going to take this giant leap of faith that says, I don't give a rat's ass. I'm getting the hell out of here, you know? And I've done that before. I've quit jobs back when I was in nursing and, you know, didn't know where I was going to fall and just didn't care at that moment. You know, I was a single mother. I was doing everything on my own back in the day. And I leaped out of a couple of jobs that were just horrendous because the pain just got greater than what I could take, you know, and only to fall back into the same scenario over again. And sometimes not. It depends, you know. But if you are looking at life through a symbolic lens and you're not blaming, because you could leap because the pain is so great, but if you're not getting the whole thing, like, oh, I leaped out of the job because the pain was great, but there was nobody actually causing my pain. It was myself, right? Because nobody has a gun to our heads keeping us placed in bad relationships or bad jobs. You know, the human side of us will always say, well, Christina, I need the money, right? You know, and when I do, I don't suggest that anybody just go and quit their job. When people do come to me with that and say, you know, I can't leave because, you know, I'm the only person who's supporting my family. And, you know, that's when we have to strategically make a plan that says, I'm going to make my exit plan out of here. You know, I'm going to work on my self-esteem. I'm going to work on my courage. I'm going to work on my strength. I'm going to work on speaking up for myself. I'm going to work on, fill in the blank, and I'm going to carve a path, and I'm also going to look at life symbolically. Because if you do all those things, but you don't take the symbolic meaning of it, you're going to wind up in the same exact scenario again. That's just how the universe works. You know, we just keep repeating, repeating, repeating until we get it. So we can carve out a plan for ourselves. We can work on all of those things, but we must pull in the ideal that this is happening for us and not just to us for no, for a random reason. Everything in life is happening for us. You know, and that's a big game changer when we start to look at life in that manner. Everything is happening for me. You know, I know that a lot of people are struggling with money right now. The economy is on a downturn, and I get a lot of calls about it. And, a lot of people are being asked to, tighten up their money and to, be more responsible with their money. And a lot of people are not getting it. You know, it took me a minute to get it. Like, oh my God, why is my money disappearing again? What's happening, right? So it's like sometimes when you're in that situation where you're still making the same money, but it just happens to slip through your fingers all the time, that's the universe giving you a clear message. And that clear message is that where is your money going? You know, you got to rein in where your money's going. You have to spend more responsibly. You have to be more congruent with your money. That's what the message is. It's not the universe beating you up and taking away your money because, you don't know how to manifest. That's what most people think. Like, oh, I must have fucked up somewhere. You know, I can't, you know, I can't keep money in the bank. It's just, there's this bill, there's that bill. There's always something jumping up to break, or I have to get a new washing machine or a new dryer. You know, I hear this all the time, and to that's the literal interpretation of it. But the higher learning, the symbolic way of looking at that is, oh, well, I wonder what the universe is trying to tell me at this point. So if you're going through something really difficult in your life right now, and you're not quite sure what the lesson is, or you can't grasp the higher learning from it, it's just too jumbled in your brain, or there's just too many things going on at once. Pick something and just be like, ask the universe, because the universe hears you. You know, what is my lesson in this? What is the higher learning? Could you open a door to show me the higher learning? What am I not getting in this? You know, and if you're paying attention, you're going to be answered. The universe always answers. The universe is alive. And a lot of the time people say, I didn't get an answer. And I'll say, no, you got an answer. You just didn't like the answer, so you blew it off. You know, that happens a lot, right? I know I've definitely blown it off a couple of times where I was like, oh, I don't like that answer. Give me another one, right? The universe is very much alive and paying attention. I always do this as just a little, because it just puts me in such awe. But I was driving in the car with my son Jonathan last week, and I said to him, the universe speaks to me through license plates. And he just looked at me and was like laughing because he knows how crazy his mother is. And I said, Jonathan, I'm not kidding. I says, I'm going to say something in my mind to the universe. I said, and they will answer me via the license plate. I says, there's always something in a license plate that, gives me a message from the universe. And he's like, okay, mom. He likes to play. So I quietly in my mind, was thanking the universe for all the beautiful things that have been in my life and just really having a silent prayer of gratitude and thanks. And I don't know, maybe about 5 to 7 minutes later, there was a car in front of us with on the license plate, it said, "You are WK. You are welcome, Christina." And my son was like, holy shit. I tried to take a picture of it because I wanted to be able to post it when I told the story, but the car got away from me too fast. But you are WK. You are welcome, Christina. So test it out. It works in whichever way that, you want to play with the universe. But I think that that's important to do those kind of things and play with the universe so that you can build your confidence to know that the universe is listening. The universe is alive and it is listening. And that's just a very small example of how you can play with the universe. But I would suggest that you do, because it's not only fun and it's cool, but it actually builds your confidence in knowing that you're not alone on this earth, that you have guides and ancestors and angels and spirit guides that are by your side all the time, right? The universe is alive and the universe is listening. That's for sure. That's a game that I like to play, the license plate game. All right, let's go over to the chat room and let me see what's cooking with you guys. Hang on, let's see. Okay. Thank you, Renee. Appreciate it. Okay. Yeah, little tips and tricks for living life. That's definitely a good thing, right? Yeah. So living your life through a symbolic lens, it's gonna require practice. It requires pra All right, so I obviously been practicing this for a long time, right? Because of what I do for a living. But once you actually put it into play and you actually start to see the manifestations and the shift in your energy, not only in your energy, but when you skip the timeline. So let me explain what I mean by quantum jumping and skipping timelines, just in case somebody's not familiar with that. I don't like to talk about things that sound like code, right? So quantum jumping, really what it means, I mean, you'll see people selling, programs that cost thousands of dollars to teach you how to quantum jump. And they make up these, meditations that, you're going to go into these meditations and all of a sudden you're going to skip timelines. I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm just saying that it's something that is helpful, but it's not the whole thing, right? You can't buy those programs and just all of a sudden start jumping timelines. It's a little more complicated than that. And the complication in it's easy and complicated at the same time, but really the secret to quantum jumping is living a symbolic life, right? It's you jumping a timeline means this. Let's just say that you resided in a timeline where, let's use relationships because this is a really popular one for everybody, where you have this said type of relationship that you always keep meeting up with. And this could be in friendships too. It doesn't necessarily have to be in love relationships. It could be in family relationships as well. But this same exact thing keeps popping up all the time. Let's just say that you're out there dating in the dating world and you just keep meeting the same person with a different face all the time. And the common denominator is that this person breaks your trust. That's it. I live in a world where I'm not going to date anymore because every time I meet somebody, they betray me or they're lying or they're not being upfront about who they are or whatever. So let's just name it betrayal, right? That you're in a timeline of betrayal. So you decide, you know what? I'm not going to date anymore. And I've seen that happen to people where they will be single for years because they're just so afraid of being betrayed or left or abandoned, whichever you want to fill into the spot, but that's a timeline. You're living on a timeline of betrayal, right? And if you just cut it off and you look at it literally, the literal interpretation of it, I don't have any luck. That's what I run into, so I just don't do it anymore. Whatever. You're just going to open up more life lessons that feed off of that. Right. And you're not obviously going to meet anybody or be happy in a relationship because that's the timeline. You're looking at life via that vibratory timeline that you're stuck in. Right. So, you know how people will say, you hear various teachers say that there are different dimensions within, that are on this earth plane. Don't think too deeply about that because that's what that means. And we create those dimensions via the way that we think. Right? It's nothing supernatural. It's nothing, well, I mean, it is supernatural, but it's nothing like magical, like, oh my God, there's different dimensions on this earth. the dimensions that exist on this earth are of your own making. Okay, so we're in the timeline of betrayal. Okay, that's where we're residing. And the only way to jump out of that timeline of betrayal into trust and loving relationships is to look at the higher learning within why you're there. I'm in this place because root it back to what took place for you as a younger person or just in past relationships that muddied the waters for you. Right. And until you heal that fear of being betrayed and you realize, like, oh my God, the universe just kept bringing that to me because the universe wanted me to learn it, to heal from it. If you stop blaming the outside and saying there's, women can't be trusted out there, men can't be trusted, whatever. If you take the blame and the literal interpretation away from it, you jump a timeline. You jump a timeline into a place where you actually trust people and that you're willing to put yourself out there because there's amazing, wonderful people out there. We are what we think we are, and we create our own timelines. And it's up to us to jump out of them. And how we do that is we look at life through a symbolic lens. We don't look at literal interpretations because we could just keep spinning in those literal interpretations. Oh, my finances are a mess for my ex-wife, or this is a mess because of my brother or my mother or this person or that. But that's just going to keep you spinning into more lessons and more lessons and more like scenarios, and keep you within that timeline in the dream, as the Course in Miracles would say, right? You fall asleep into the literal interpretation of the 3D world, the matrix, right? So you're stuck in that, but you have the power to pull yourself out. And that's what living a symbolic life truly means. And it takes practice. It takes practice. It takes patience and it takes practice. And it's the undoing of the wounded ego, right? I say wounded ego because we don't want to undo our ego, right? We need an ego to live on this earth plane. You could not survive on this earth plane without an ego. I mean, I've met practitioners, not lately, but in the past, that would say, I don't possess an ego. And I would think to myself, really? Like, even 15, 20 years ago, I knew that wasn't right. I was like, huh? You don't? As long as you're residing in a human body, you have to have an ego. You'd be in a lot of trouble on this earth plane without one. So when I speak about the ego and shedding the ego, I always try to preface it with the wounded ego, because the ego does get wounded, right? So, yes, I'm talking about the wounded ego. So I just want to clear that up because nobody needs to get rid of their ego. You'd be in a shitload of trouble without it because it protects you on this earth plane. It's actually a gift. Without it, you'd be in a lot of trouble. All right. So that's the practice, in a nutshell, of living a symbolic life, is just really keep focusing your mind back to, let me release blame. Let me take responsibility for where I am. Let me root it back to where this originated from. And sometimes we can't do that. Sometimes we just, our ego is so inflamed that we can't even see backwards to see where it came from. Because I've done sessions with people who outwardly refuse to, root it anywhere. And I don't necessarily think that you have to root it back to something in order to heal it. But it is very helpful for a lot of people. I know it's helpful for me to understand things at that capacity. But sometimes there are things that happen in our lives that we can't wrap our human brains around. We just can't. And sometimes we just have to let them go. It's like, I can't, so there are certain types of abuse that people endure throughout their lifetimes. As children, that we really can't, it's so difficult for us to pull ourselves into a place of understanding. So we have to kind of let that go and say, I'm certain that the universe had its reasons for me coming here and wanting to do that. It's an evolution of my soul, and leave it at that. Sometimes we just have to just cookie cutter it. Like, this is, I went through this because it was an evolution of my soul. Sometimes it's just too difficult to wrap our brains around something. And I suggest that that's, any part of your healing, that that's okay. I suggest that just going into that place that says, my soul was evolving in this manner, because we're all here experiencing things, no matter what they are, how horrible they are, how oh, I can't believe that I would want to do that. We're all experiencing something at some point of our lives like that, and it's difficult for us to get behind on a symbolic level. That's where you have to just kind of look at it and say, there's no way that my human mind can wrap around this. I'm going to trust that I went through this for the evolution of my soul. Yeah. I've done that with a lot of things where I just couldn't make sense of them, or the ego just wanted to be so attached to it. Because that'll extinguish the ego when you say it was for higher learning. It was for, I can't wrap my brain around the vastness of that lesson because I'm in my humanness right now. Wow, time has flown by, that's for sure. I hope that you guys have an amazing week ahead. You have been listening to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. I'll see you guys back here next week. If you need to talk, I'm at 1-2 Listen every day. Take care, everybody.